LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, everybody, here we go. Let's build the energy. Hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week we welcome our special guests, yes, guests, the members of AIR, fresh from the 2023 Virtual Hoodoo Heritage Festival. We'll be joined by Lukianos, Deborah Voice, Doc Murphy, myself, Reverend James, Papa G, Reverend Roy, JD, and of course, the wonderful Miss Catherine Ironwood, presenting a recap of the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our special guest. Make sure you're logged into Block Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now let's catch up with our host, Reverend Art. Take it away.
Thank you for that intro, Reverend James, and welcome everybody to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. This is going to be an outstanding evening. I'm so excited that everybody was able to join us. As many of you know, we are all fresh off of this year's Virtual Hoodoo Heritage Festival. It was a wonderful weekend, amazing presentations, you know, and tonight we're just going to revisit that and talk a little bit about, you know, the future, what to expect, what's coming next, because, you know, we just, there's an amazing array of creativity with this group. You never know what we're going to get up to. One thing I will want to say, of course, it is Monday. Monday is not just Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. It is also Magic Mondays on Hoodoo Psychics. Run on over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page and get your entry in for the Magic Mondays giveaway, free reading, $60 value, 15-minute reading with your favorite hoodoo psychic. So without further ado, I'm just going to say, like, this is like an Unleash the Kraken sort of moment. with this group. We'll just bring them all in all at once. Welcome to everybody, you know, Miss Cat, Ironwood, Doc Murphy, Lukianos, Papa G, of course, Reverend James, Reverend Roy, and JD, who snuck in at the last moment. Somebody left the door open. I couldn't help it. Welcome. Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. You know, it was a wonderful weekend. I just, my heart is still full from all of the fantasticness that came over the last couple days.
Didn't we have them all?
We did. It was wonderful. Brand new books that unleashed upon the world. I'll never forget Miss Michael and set it on fire.
and she did too.
Yes, she did. And she in her living room.
With a very nifty improvised brazier.
Yeah, that was very clever.
That was clever.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Our MCs were impeccable. We had the rotating outfits of Reverend John Saint Germain. We had the indomitable wit of Papa G. You know, so much fun. So who wants to jump
who
in first?
Who can forget the Jack in the Box?
That really was a surprise.
No, for folks who weren't there, Rev Doc John Saint Germain was our MC the first day, and with each interval came costume changes and new hats and kooky stuff from his collection to crack us up. You know, fortune telling cards and the Jack in the Box. He cranked Jack came out upside down on a noose with a card that said I hate this job. It's so funny. Yeah.
And yes, Lukianos.
Oh yeah.
I just in case they didn't hear, jump back in.
The spinning Zoltar is one for the ages. I had never seen that before, and it was just such a joy to see it in action.
It really,
even if the card sometimes went way deeper than a fortune-telling card usually does, be careful with that Zoltar. He's been looking to the abyss a little too long.
Yeah, Zoltar was
that
a little
one really
salty.
Stuck out to me a lot because in Helen, Helen, Georgia, there's these gift shops and stuff for whenever you visit the area because it's a little Bavarian German town. But in one of the big stores, as soon as you walk down the stairs and you go into the door, you're greeted by a very large Zoltar that is electronic
like the one
and big to you.
Wow.
Yeah, they have one in Chattanooga.
Very cool.
Whenever we go to the Choo Choo in Chattanooga, they have a Zoltar machine.
Oh.
Isn't there an electronic Zoltar at Lucky Mojo as well?
No, we don't have a Zoltar at Lucky Mojo, but I collect the little cards that go into them, and I have hundreds of cards. And it was interesting to me, that was a more modern little device, and some of those cards, the fortunes on them date back to the 1925-1930 range.
Oh, wow.
Because I recognized them. They were from Exhibit Supply, and some of them were from Mike Munvies, who were people who made those fortune-telling machines. So those are fortunes that are being recycled.
fortunes for the ages.
I have a little tiny Zoltar that sits like on a shelf, and you press the button, and it's his voice, and he'll give you different predictions.
You know, the one that's in Helen, though, I think they actually replaced the speakers on it, because when you walk in the door, it, like, yells at you and scares the absolute hell out of you.
Oh, wow.
You can't help but notice it.
Booming
it's like
voice.
You,
yes.
It really is. And it's a tight space where you walk in. And that's all I kept thinking. Every time Reverend John was spinning his Zoltar device, I could hear that voice in my head. It haunts me after I visit the store. But, you know, there were so many fantastic highlights from this weekend. You know, the Love Spell panel, that was impeccable.
That was outstanding.
It was great.
I know.
The Love Spell panel was absolutely amazing. And the value of the gifts that came with that Love Spell panel was really good.
Aww.
I mean, you got all kinds of great things to make. That was an amazing panel. I just want to say, anybody who missed this, you can still buy it. You can still buy a goodie box because we still have some left. So Reverend James is going to get those on together with Reverend Roy and Papa G, so that if people buy a 2023 Hoodoo Heritage Festival ticket now, you'll still be able to see all 10 workshops. Papa G is putting up the Q&A sessions. He's editing them. And then you'll get a goodie box shipped to you.
Wow.
So just because you weren't there on the 2 days it happened, don't think you can't see it.
Wow.
Honestly, that box, I mean, three books right off the bat, right there, three books is already phenomenal.
Right there in the books. Ah.
You know, let's go down the line a little bit here and just share some of the things that stood out other than fire, which will go down in infamy. Who wants to go first? We'll do tag. So whoever goes first, you tag the next person.
Okay, this is Doc Murphy. I'll go first. I have to admit that I really love Heidi Holton's presentation on the Lucky Rocks, which are actually fish otoliths. Has a long history in Lucky Charm making, but watching her, she's a blues musician for those that don't know, and watching her kind of, you know, learn the song as a blues musician, and then that led her to look up the lyrics, and then that's how she found Miss Kat's page. And how many of us found Miss Kat because we were looking for blues lyrics? Oh my God, we all were there.
Wow.
And watching her not only talk about how to actually, you know, do the magic and work the spell, but the cultural history behind it. Her own journey was in that presentation. And then, she gifted us with a performance of the song in the cemetery. It was such
Lucky Stone
a
Blues.
Such a yeah, mm-hmm. And it was such a great hunk of historical research, but also entertainment and some trout recipes in there too. I thought it was wonderful.
And the
harmonica player.
Don somebody, I forget his last name, Feldman, something like that. Really good harmonica player. And the lyrics to the song were printed in the flyer that came in the box. All the boxes had paper. All the workshops had paper flyers, and you could sing right along with Heidi Holton.
And wow. How many other festival presentations butchered a fish?
Right? That was a first.
Oh, but they don't just tell you
how many of them
the
sit there and are sitting there playing a song, and then the next thing you know, they're throwing a cell phone.
You guys were both talking at once. What did Luciana say?
Well, not only do they show you how to get an otolith out of a fish, which is definitely good to know, but they'll also tell you how to fry that fish up and have a fine fish dinner afterwards. So,
yes.
You know, something for the spirit and for the body, all in one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just saying, how many different presentations do you see somebody chunk a cell phone?
Well, Don, when he chunked his cell phone in the middle of the performance when it went off and interrupted the playing.
Yes, they did that performance in one take. They did it. She said it did it in one take. And his cell phone went off and he just chucked his cell phone away while he was playing. It was so cool.
Yeah, that was funny.
Do I get the tag for money now?
Yes, tag away.
Okay, I want to hear what Luciano's like best.
Oh, wow. Well, I will tell you, I was blown away by Ms. Katz's presentation on astrology for root workers. Not only did Papa G did an outstanding job of finding amazing visuals to accompany it, but Ms. Katz covered a whole lot of ground, a whole lot of practical, you know, applied astrology for people who may be a little leery of the whole math thing. That's okay. She got you covered. But she also put it in context and really was able to show how these types of workings were connected with people, you know, everyday root workers from 20s and 30s on up, and how astrology was woven into their root work practice. And, you know, we see a lot of astrological resurgence today and all its various types and forms, but it's really important to realize that it's not coming from nothing. It's not, you know, this new thing that's suddenly being introduced to the community. No, this is knowledge that has been in the community. It has been used in different ways over the years, but it really is an integral part, and it's just so nice to see it being woven back into the larger cultural conversation. So thank you for that.
You know, when Ms. Kaplan,
you're welcome,
brought...
and thank you for mentioning it. I just want to say a quick word. When I first got interested in hoodoo, I knew that everybody seemed to work by the phases of the moon and the days of the week. But it was interesting when I first got on the internet, people really, you know, like, oh yeah, my grandmother did that. And all of a sudden there was this valley of interest where people actually started repelling themselves away from astrology. Oh, we don't do that. That never was part of hoodoo. And it was really shocking to me that people would turn their back on something their grandparents did while still claiming to love their ancestors. So part of this book was kind of my attempt to bring it back in and reweave it, like you said. Just, it wasn't lost, just reweave it back into the fabric, and now of course everyone's going to look at it and go, oh well, we did want that after all. So I hope the book sells well. I hope the book teaches a lot of people, and I just want to make a huge shout out to Papa G, because the video, I just supplied him with audio and a few still pictures, and he made that beautiful video out of what I spoke. So thank you, Papa
G. Beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when Ms. Kat was on Mystics and Mages on May 15th, and we really dug into astrology for root workers, you know, like Luciano said, you know, bringing it back, but it really does kind of re-deliver astrology back to the people. You know, it takes out a lot of the mind-boggling mathematics that tend to scare people away. An absolutely amazing book. Amazing book. And one that I am so happy that she really very lovingly and tirelessly worked on to ensure that it was able to get out to everybody. Fantastic job, Ms. Kat.
Well, you guys are so kind.
You really did. It's impeccable what the work that you put into it.
Kate Engelhart, who was an attendee at the festival, Engelhart found a big typo and posted it in the chat. And, of course, it was embarrassing to me. I will fix that typo when we go back to press. And in order to go back to press, you got to buy some copies with the typo.
Because we
print a few thousand, and then we got to go back to press again. That typo will be fixed.
So who are you going to tag, Ms. Kat?
Oh, well, I didn't want to talk about myself, so I wanted to talk before I guess Luciano's tagged me, but I'd like to talk about somebody else's workshop if I could, because he talked about mine. I'd like to talk about Ms. Robin's workshop on waters, Blessing and Cursing with Waters. I don't think she's here in our chat, but that was a wonderful presentation. It was really deep, and she went into all the kinds of waters that there are, and how to use them. She had recipes, she had ideas, she had history, and it seems so simple, just waters. But she covered everything, natural waters, waters that people create, and then things called waters that aren't really waters, like Florida water, and mm-hmm. which is really an alcohol-based perfume. And she really covered it all, and I was very much in admiration of her workshop. It was something that you're not going to find everywhere. She's been working with water for so long, and every little trick and tip she gave was just one more stunning thing on top of another. And then she supplied to the people who got the goodie box what she calls Miss Robin's Trinity, which is three mm-hmm. different liquids that you mix together in water and use it for blessing yourself. And then she also had a little vial of war water, which you could use for cursing people. It was a wonderful gift, and the show was just amazing. So that's what the one I liked a lot. Let me see. I'm going to tag Deb.
Oh, hey. So many of the workshops I thought were excellent. You know, from all the way from the altar statuary to the last one on Adele Clements. I just, considering where I live, I would have to say that the Southern Hoodoo in the frozen north is probably going to come in the most handy for me. I loved Doc Murphy's presentation. It was excellent. I love the way that she shot it. I love the information that she gave. I actually felt like I was at home, you know, here in the winter, watching her walk down the street, you know, amid the snowdrifts, you know, working her magic. And I loved the whole thing with, you know, everybody takes off their shoes. They're tracking in the snow and stuff like that. And so what better time and opportunity, as she pointed out, to, you know, slip a little bit of powder in someone's shoe or hot foot somebody, could bless a couple of people and hot foot one at the same time, you know, which I thought was excellent. I love the snow angels. and the person that she had, like, doing the little snow angels was adorable. Snow shrine, making pop-ups out of snow. There were just so many things in her presentation that I thought were just excellent. You know, just the problems that come up when you live in a frozen northern state.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you to say. Full disclosure, a lot of the footage for my video was shot by my friends. I was recovering from cataract surgery about that time couldn't really run around out in the snow. So I had a lot of the friends that were in the video with me were actually the ones that were filming the footage. My young 11-year-old friend Jerry was the one who did the snow angel, and his mom is the one making poppets for me. So it was sort of a collage of images and kind of trying to put things together with images, footage that I had. But I think it turned out pretty okay. It looked nice and wintry and snowy.
Great.
I guess it came up a little short on time, and Papa G reached out to say, "You got a little more?" I'm like, "Nah, it's 89 degrees now in Minnesota. It's gone." So he added some very creative footage, including the sleigh ride song, which I just cracked up when I started playing. Like, of course.
That was Pat's idea.
Yeah, I love it. I loved it. I busted it.
You know, that Papa G's right. That was my idea because when I was in the third grade in Santa Monica, where it never snows, there were a lot of children of people who worked in film and theater. Technically, they were, you know, set decorators, stagehands, and things like that. And they were the parents of the children. And for some reason, this school I went to, Will Rogers Elementary School, put on the most elaborate Christmas show. And you all had to buy your own costume. My mother was furious. We didn't have the money. And then they had real snow falling over the stage, you know, made of Micah or something, and we all had to, this particular song, the song Sleigh Ride, we all had to come out and we had little bells and it was just ridiculously elaborate. And then we had to also sing some other ones like Frosty the Snowman and Walking in a Winter Wonderland. And then we all had to take bows and we all had to wear striped elf costumes. And I have never in my life been in a show like that. And of course, most of these children were, you know, aspiring professional actors and actresses, and they were like 8 years old and they were taking their little twirls and bows. So that song has always been this moment when I almost joined Hollywood, right? So I suggested it to Greg, and he goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Just do it. Just do it." And he did. So thank you, Greg. And he also took some of your, to make up the time that was short, he also put in some of your comments from the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour.
Oh, yeah, that was yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah, and he sort of seamlessly wove them in, and it was great. Again, a big shout-out to Papa G. This, none of this would have been possible without his fine-tuning.
His production, yeah, really wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And that was a good one. Now, let's see. Deb has to tag somebody.
Deb has to tag somebody now.
Oh, I think I'll tag Papa G.
Hello. Well, I think my favorite workshop, they were all good. I mean, you know, I had already seen them all because I edited them. So it was, but when the day came, they were fresher to me. But I still like the love panel because it had progression to it. It had like five steps of love, presented by five different personalities in five different styles. And it was like Hoodoo Heritage Festival speed dating. where it's like oh, this isn't very long. But I still like it. So I think everyone should just do 9 minutes. You know, each.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a panel that really met the audience wherever they happened to be, and that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, because
across
it was finding
the spectrum
someone,
of love.
Was it finding someone, seducing someone, reconciliation,
keeping your marriage strong, all
mm-hmm.
the yeah.
Roy, keeping your marriage strong,
and uncrossing,
and if none of that worked out, making yourself look good and getting
yeah.
back out there.
Right.
Just getting the Contraman Ollie's bathtub and just sitting in there when you're depressed. That would be fun.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. We all want to get into that Contraman. Yeah.
We all like that bathtub, and I think I can safely tell you the secret of that bathtub.
Oh boy!
I don't think I'll tell you the secret. Ollie and I were talking about this, and before he did it, and I said, just rent a hotel room that's really fancy and that has a really fancy bathtub. I have no idea what hotel room that was, but he went and got the best. That bathtub was like, and we all thought it was Contraman, but no, it was a really, I mean, I don't know how much he paid for that room, but that bathtub, man, we all want that bathtub.
Hopefully
we got in the bathtub when the camera turned off.
That bathtub had room enough for two. And it had a ledge which he completely covered with tea lights, two ledges of tea lights. It was just phenomenal. What a showpiece that bathtub was. But it was a good spell too,
oh, yeah.
A very good spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that uncrossing bath of his is no joke. I say that a lot. It is no joke. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful spell and it works.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it a full order of it? Was it the goodie box, if I remember correctly?
Oh, yeah, there's enough
yes,
to take a bath there, a big bath, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the five parts of it were uncrossing from bad love, seduction, attracting new love. Am I missing something? Fidelity? Mm-hmm. What was it? Oh, and
reconciliation was Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Roy did marriage and fidelity.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, that was just a wonderful, wonderful connection. Everything fit together.
So good. Yeah. So good.
All the phases of a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it could have come together any better. And just, I was so amused at how many people were waiting for Conjure Man to get into the bathtub himself.
Right.
During the festival, I think there were several people that were disappointed.
Maybe he did. He did. I had that footage. I had to cut it out.
Well, I remember Heidi posted
that with me.
I remember Heidi posted in the chat, "Oh, we could have charged extra if you had."
There you go.
All right.
It would have been Hoodoo Heritage Festival after dark.
There you go.
Now we can have HHF only fans.
With our last person, Papa G, yes. Who are you going to tag?
I'm going to be biased and tag my husband, Reverend Roy.
Okay.
I think I knew that was coming. Well,
the joys of marriage.
All the presentations were great, and I was taking so many notes, writing down so many things. But I've got to go with Doc Murphy, and not just because of the snow, but it was about the working in the nature and working with what you have and adapting your spells. I just thought that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The snow poppets, you know, having lived in the north and being used to the snow every year, you know, a lot of people know that I'm originally from Pennsylvania. Now I'm in North Carolina. We used to get snow, like with a capital S, and it would seem like 9 months of the year. However, I watched that, and I know I said it during the Q&A that I had so many missed opportunities that I could have been taking advantage of instead of just cursing the fact that there was snow.
It only takes an inch of snow in Nashville to close the schools and close the government offices and shut down the interstate. So
that's the perfect time in Minnesota to go to a coffee shop.
Well, that's in Minnesota, aren't you still wearing shorts when there's an inch of snow?
You know, there are some people that are that kind
of people around here. Yeah, there's a lot of people in Wisconsin that do that.
Yeah, long sleeves and shorts.
So, Reverend Roy, you got to tag somebody now.
Let's see. Who hasn't been tagged? I'll go with Reverend James.
All right. Well, I have to say that I really enjoyed all of the presentation. I'm probably going to have to be a little biased, though, Papa G, and say that I really enjoyed Reverend Art, just because, you know, we have, you know, went through that whole building a business and things like that, and especially with the paperclip. The paperclip is revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
We're all collecting paper clips
and
now.
The sock. Yeah.
Yes.
That paper clip trick, we're not going to reveal that on the radio. We couldn't. Eh?
Yeah, no.
That,
no.
Folks, when these workshops become available as, you know, you can buy them singly, probably it'll be in, late summer, early fall, maybe late fall. We don't know. Whenever we get them all ready, they're going to go up online. Buy Reverend Art's workshop on business magic just for the paper clips, okay? The paper clips
right?
is worth
it.
No, it's worth the price of admission, which will be $25.
Oh, yeah.
It will be worth it to you. You'll just go, what was I not thinking of? How did I miss this phenomenal thing? there's a lot of solid, good business magic in that presentation, but the paperclips, really, the paperclips.
I know.
Nakashiva just posted in the chat, learn the occult paperclip secrets.
Yes.
Yeah, that was just something.
Oh, yeah. And just as another shout out too, I really enjoyed Reverend John St. Germain's presentation too. I really liked the old footage that he had of like the flood and everything. Oh. I could really feel like I was there, you know.
Yeah.
And learning a lot of that different history was really, really interesting. You know, I didn't realize all of that kind of went on.
Yeah, you know, that was so interesting, too, because, again, this is something that we had been carrying around with us, oh, my gosh, for years, assuming that Reverend Adele Clemens must have been black because of where she was located in Harlem. She had a spiritual church. It was called Divine Harmony. She worked with Major Divine, Reverend Divine, Father Divine, whatever you want to call him. She worked with him, and so everyone's like, oh, well, she must have been black. But no, she was this really eccentric white woman from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and he wrote a whole book about her, but it's also about spiritualism and seances in the home. Her mother held seances in her home, and then her brother was gay, which, like, the family completely accepted his domestic partner, as they called it then. And then they just, you know, she goes off to vaudeville, she goes off to Hollywood. I mean, it was an amazing look at a very remarkable woman, and really points out something that people in the women's studies programs, you know, in universities missed. Who was this lady? Mm-hmm. You know, who was Reverend Adele Clemens? She really is worthy of note from a sociological point of view and her work for civil rights. And congratulations to John for making that into a book. I'm sure it'll sell dozens, but it's something that we are talking about, sending copies to some of the spiritualist camps and churches. They ought to know about it. She has been hidden, you know.
You know,
the whole conversation started off to the side saying that we should all make a pilgrimage to Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, I am still working on trying to work that out. So once I'm reaching out to some friends, locating some lodgings and things of that nature. So more on that to come. But I did want to add to Reverend James and Ms. Kat's comments on Reverend John's book. For those that Nagashiva actually posted a link to it, it is available to purchase now on LuckyMojo.com. Mm-hmm. Or, as we said, if you do get the the goodie box. That's the word. If you do pick up the goodie box, you will get a copy in there, along with Astrology for Root Workers and Sneaky Tricks. But, you know, I, as a spiritualist minister myself, I've done a lot of research, and Reverend Adele didn't hit the radar. So I've been fascinated by John's research, and I understand his presentation was originally like over 3 hours long that he had to kind of bring down into the 45 minutes that he, what's the word I'm looking for, distill down into that 45 minutes. The book was over 300.
Book.
Yes, the book was over 300 pages long. I would love to see the rest of the research and that. And like we were talking about during the festival itself, you know, there, like at Lilydale, there is a spiritualism museum where there's no mentions. It really is a revolutionary book for the entire spiritualism movement. I mean, they talk about Susan B. Anthony and the women's suffrage movement and all of that in the museum. But I think it's time. 2023 is going to be the year that Reverend Adele Clemens takes her place amongst the rest of these these prominent names.
Yeah.
And just in case we didn't mention the name of that book.
I had a lot of fun.
I just wanted to mention the name of the book real quick. Sorry, Miss Kat. An Artist Among the Spirits, the Celebrated Life of Reverend Adele Clemens, because we mentioned the other book names, but not that one.
That's right. Okay, good. Get it out there audibly. I was also very pleased that I was invited to try to recreate her astrology playing card reading system. And it's at the very end of the book. And she was known to read playing cards and do astrology at the same time. And her surviving family members, her descendants, remembered that she, quote, played with part of a playing card deck, which would be a piquet deck. And I went through all the possible permutations of what she could have been doing, and I came up with a system that you could use either with a piquet deck or a 52-card poker deck if you wanted to. But she used just the piquet deck. And you could also use it with tarot. I adapted it. And it's an adaptation of my own astrology card reading system, actually. And I thought about that. Do I really want to give away my system? You know. But I thought, why not? And so it's in the back of her book. And so you might find that of interest, too, if you want to learn a new system of reading.
I'm always up for that.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So well, I guess where, it's my where time to tag somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So if JD's still here, I guess I'll tag JD.
I'm here. Thank you.
There you are. Okay.
Here.
Ironically, James, I was actually going to mention yours because I enjoyed your presentation and its organization and how to use different statuary and how to concentrate them, how to prepare them in different ways with using herbs and sealing them, whether it be with oil or candle wax or felt. Like, it's very creative and very personalized for the statues for not only yourself but clients. I just found it fantastic. And I can only imagine how many hours you put in to making that spell kit.
Thank you.
It was a lot.
That was a great workshop. Yeah.
Loved it. And it was good anthropology, too.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend
Dave, thank you.
You really
gave me a shout out there, Doc Murphy, whenever the presentation ended. I appreciated that.
And every word.
You know, Reverend James won't really speak to himself for himself, but the putting together the goodie box edition, I mean, it really was a labor of love, trying to source just the right materials, just the right items. And he's already a master at, if there's something that can be found on the internet, Reverend James will be able to find it. I've very firmly convinced of this. But I mean, really, it was a fantastic springboard for everybody to kind of amp up their altar work in new ways that may not have been considered. And I know the title of it was Consecrating Altar Statuary, but it goes beyond statuary to photos and so much more.
Yeah, and all during that presentation, the chat on the side was really hopping and people going, oh, my God, I never thought of that. Oh, this. And, I mean, again, the melting of the wax beads, the stirring with the fork to make wax froth. I mean, it was a crafter's delight. And then mixing all of this together and stuffing statues, I mean, it was something. It was really well done, fantastic presentation. And it really is going to, like you said, it's going to up people's game on their altars. They're going to go, oh, I just said, you know, thank you, St. Jude, for being on my altar. Oops, here's about six other things I could do with that St. Jude statue.
I have to say that I have to thank my mother for that. She, while I was growing up, she did a lot of crafts and things, and like especially things like scrapbooking and things. So I've worked with paper and stuff like that and trying to collage things. So I have to thank my mom for that.
Well, it shows. It's probably genetic because you really have a crafter's touch. And so let's see, who's tagging who next? Last one was JD. JD, are you going to tag somebody?
No,
or are we all tagged out?
Reverend Art, though he has been very vocal, he has not shared out his
right.
So there we
there
are.
There you go.
Well, mm-hmm. Fair is fair. Fair is fair. And much like Reverend James, I'm going to start with the politically correct. I really and truly enjoyed all of the presentations. There were so many memorable moments from each. Lukianos, I think I kind of have a bit of a tie, and they're both more or less on my spiritualism sort of side, is between Lukianos and Reverend John St. Germain's book. I was really kind of caught off guard by the depth of the information presented in both. And, you know, the healing, the amulets and all of the, I think Lukianos, since you're here, I'm just going to say crazy big shout out. I loved the sigils on the edible paper.
Oh,
yes!
I'm so glad those found good place with you. Excellent.
I've already been sourcing like rice paper, potato starch paper, whatever I can get my hands
me
on, and trying to, you know, the edible inks to be able to up that game, because you really don't think about that sort of a use for sigil work. You think, I mean, you'll see people tattoo them on themselves. You see them on, you know, artwork, on altars. You'll see them placed under candles, during candles work and such. You don't think about eating them. And when I sat back and thought of this, like the potential is almost limitless for where you can go.
Just think of what you can do with coffee art, you know?
Well, considering that...
Oh, yeah, the froth.
Right? I mean, considering...
You can also draw sigils into something you're stirring, like cake batter or soup or...
Oh.
See, the information that abounds gives rise to additional conversation and additional information even tonight. Like, just absolutely, it blew my mind. And I really enjoyed that. I mean, I had the memorable moments. Doc Murphy and I think share somewhat of a similar wit. And she had me rolling and learning at the same time through that entire presentation. It was hilarious to me. And really just jam-packed. I'm going to say it again. I'll never forget. Fire! Miss Michael. Love her to death.
Miss Michael.
I mean, I had an opportunity to proofread an advanced copy of Sneaky Tricks, so I kind of knew what was coming. And just an outstanding book. I really hope, I know she's got a lot of constraints on her plate currently, but I really hope that she'll be able to join us on a program in the near future. And if she's listening tonight, you know, huge shout out to Miss Michael. Just absolutely phenomenal. Heidi and the fish, never forget that. I probably will never, ever want to go fishing again. But just
she reached out to me earlier and said that she was thinking about for next year maybe doing an extraction of raccoon penis bones.
Get out!
Great.
Oh my god! Everyone will faint. It'll be great.
I carry raccoon penis bones as a side light of the fur industry so that things don't go to waste. But I hope nobody is killing raccoons just for the penis bones. I think that's a little bit much.
Very true.
I hope they at least use the fur, tan the furs. And as far as sneaky tricks go, I'll take a little bit of the praise that you're giving to Michael, because I was the co-writer on that. I came in at the end as she had a little difficulty finishing it because of her time constraints, which left me an opportunity to kind of join in and take a co-writer credit. And Sneaky Tricks is one of those books that most people, they'll just say it's Sneaky Tricks, what does that mean? But the subtitle says it all, How to Hide Your Hoodoo in Plain Sight. And this is for people who cannot be caught out doing something because it'll be bad for them one way or another. And Michael just pioneered this topic many years ago on the Lucky Mojo Forum. And she's been talking about sneaky tricks for a long time. And she finally got to do the book. But I think she's been writing on it ever since 2009, 2010, because it's something near and dear to her, because she grew up in a family that was anti-magical. And she's talked about that in public. I'm not revealing any secrets. But she grew up in a Jehovah's Witness family. And they're about as anti-magical as it gets. And so she learned how to... you know, what it means to do things in a private manner that no one can see, and no one will know they've been worked on, and no one will know that you are a metaphysician, a cultist, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, a conjure practitioner. It's all secret. So that's what that book is, Sneaky Tricks. And she loves to teach the young who are worried about, you know, but I live in my mom's house and my mom is like, doesn't like this stuff, you know. And also a lot of her work is around social justice and how to get social justice spells going in an environment where you are alone. So good shout out to Miss Michael. It was a wonderful presentation. It's a good book, even if I do say so myself, for the small part I had in it. But she did the bulk of the work.
Miss Michael's presentations are always a wealth of surprising tricks and things you can do with little things around the house that you never thought to use magically. You know, just the shot glasses for lamps and pins and needles and just anything that's around the house. She's derived a way to kind of use it magically, and then it never fails. I watch her, and I just go, I never would have thought to do that. And that's also the joy of a lot of these presentations, is not only, you know, the amazing cultural history and tradition and the power of all of these spells, but each practitioner's kind of little personal tips and tricks that work for them, where you go, I never would have thought to do that. That's also a real joy when you come to the festival. It's so much fun to go, I never would have thought. Again, we're back to it. The paperclips. Oh, my God, the paperclips. So,
well, the paperclips. And then she did something with aluminum foil. And it was dramatic. I'm not going to give it away. When the workshop comes out, the aluminum foil trick, that's another $25 trick you'll get. But the best part, I mean, and so quietly after all that fire and all that, I mean, geez, my geez. And then she picks it up and she says, room temperature underneath. I was just blown away by that. She's so confident, and it was so good.
Absolutely. And I also like how all of the workshops kind of melded together too. You know, you could take bits and pieces from one workshop and say, ooh, this fits really well within another workshop. Like, for instance, Lukianos's little dissolvable seals, that would go amazing for a sneaky trick.
That's absolutely right. And also it fed into waters, because he ended up making tea. It also fed into astrology for root workers, because he had a solar talisman. And, yeah, everything kind of spun around. And then Adele Clemens has also had astrology in it. Everything was very connected this year in an unusual way that I don't think always happens.
I thought that was extremely just – it was hilarious to me. because we all worked on our workshops very much individually. You know, even though, you know, Reverend James and I obviously work within the same house and use the same supplies and everything, you know, very much we work separately, but there was that interconnectedness. We didn't plan it, but it was perfect. And I'll throw in my usual plug for Hoodoo Food. Hoodoo Food made a I was watching Heidi's segment, and when she busted out the Hoodoo Food book, it just like my heart was full.
But here's another one. Reverend Roy's flower pot fit right into Sneaky Tricks, right?
Very true.
All these little cross linkages that were very cool. And that's the kind of thing that makes you realize that we're all somehow psychically tied together. It was neat. It was really neat.
Reverend Roy's spell, I will say, is definitely something that is well worth the future purchase of the workshop on hoodooworkshops.com once we get them uploaded. So many people that live in apartments or have other such restrictions, they don't have a front yard, they don't have a backyard. We have the solution for you. Reverend Roy brought it. It is in that workshop. And I don't want to give it away because it was just really a fantastic addition.
Well, thank you. And this centered on, you know, marriage, but it could be used in so many different things too. Abundance,
of course,
prosperity.
It could be used for prosperity. It could be used in a business environment, as a decor.
Protection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or
to
ensure a long-lasting cooperation with another business or something, or something that you have.
You know, I think Deb had probably one of the more difficult topics to approach on the love panel when dealing with reconciliation, because that is something we see it on the Lucky Mojo forum almost. There's not a week that goes by that something doesn't pop up on the forum about it. And Deb, in her Deb way, it was such a good thing. There you go, Papa G, that you can jump in if you wanted to.
In her Deb way?
It's such a good thing. See, everybody's kind of giggling because there's this running, just kind of everybody's in agreement that Deb is our Martha Stewart.
She looks like Martha Stewart. Yeah.
She looks like
Martha
Stewart.
You know what's crazy? I don't know much about Martha Stewart, so I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
Well, it depends.
Martha Stewart is a supremely brilliant businesswoman, so I would definitely take that part on as a compliment. She knows how to make a fortune.
I love her book on business. It was a very good book. I can't remember the title of it. It was a very good book on business.
And I mean, it's not like she's unfortunate looking either. She's a very attractive woman.
She was a model when she was younger.
I think, and didn't she just do like a swimsuit? Oh.
She's on the Sports
recently.
Illustrated swimsuit issue cover at 80 years old. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy, but yeah. But
own it.
So
yeah.
I say it's a compliment.
In the chat, we got a question from Balkan Diviner, who asked how the readings went at the festival. So I'm going to jump in and answer that question. I'm sure other people have other answers. It was interesting to me, Balkan Diviner, that of the readings I did, two of them were people who wanted to become professional root workers and wanted me to divine on that particular topic, which was should they or could they become professional psychics. And I've never had that happen at a festival before, so it was unusual. And I had my regular readings, you know, this, that, and the other, and health, and job changing, and love, and all of that. But two of them on people who wanted to be hoodoo psychics or join AIR. Very interesting.
Wow.
You know, that just goes
and
to show,
and as a reading wrangler, I can say that it went fairly smoothly. There wasn't many hiccups.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that was good.
The best reading room situation ever. Finally, someone figured out how to actually push the button at the right time and also to get on and break in like you did, Reverend James, and say, you will be whisked away in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whisk, and you were gone into the reading room. So that was lovely.
He is the taskmaster, if you must know. Just kidding. I don't want to sleep on the couch tonight.
Yeah, I had a couple of readings, and it seemed like it went really smoothly. There's no glitches at all.
That was nice.
Good. I'm very pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to get back to Deb, though, a little bit. You tackled a very difficult part of the love cycle. And where did you get your inspiration from?
Well, I know that it comes up a lot, and so I wanted to be able to address something that comes up a lot, so that I could talk about just, understanding that this is a vulnerable person that's seeking help, their heart is broken, but to also kind of set limits in place at the beginning so that the person, if they're going, to get a reading to determine, like, what would work best or what would be the best way to approach reconciliation or to, whether to approach reconciliation. And then also, like, just going in with kind of setting a time limit on it so that the person doesn't go down the wrong path with it. But I really was attracted to incorporating the Rose of Jericho just because that's all about renewing. It's used in prosperity spells a lot, but to use water from the Rose of Jericho, I think is, I just wanted to do something that was similar to what old spells that I've heard about, but then also adding something a little different into it.
We had a convocation really quick. Somebody jump in.
So
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. What was the?
There are multiple voices talking, and so it was somebody.
Okay.
Somebody hop in.
Okay,
and now I'm falls over the room.
I really just kind of fell in love with the idea of using Van Van oil and some sugar, and then I think in some of the old spells they use Florida water, but I thought, well, maybe this Rose of Jericho just sounds perfect for things having to do with reconciliation, because it's not just pulling the person back to you, but it's also healing and mending the relationship and beginning new. And so I thought, Rose of Jericho really seemed to fit the bill. So that's where I went with that.
Well, Crow T asked in the chat, when are these going to be available individually? And so the love panel, when you get it, it's $25 and you'll get 5 different presenters. So that's a real bargain on that one. These will be available later this year. When we did the festival last year, it was in August, and we made them available in December. And so Papa G is kind of the keeper of the schedule on this, and James is the guy who's going to make it happen. So we've been talking about, October maybe?
Yeah, I think
that
said
was the last thing we'd heard, yeah.
Okay, so if you missed the festival, first of all, you can buy the whole festival, and you'll get a goodie box. And if you buy just one of these workshops, no goodie box for you, baby. You're out in the cold and got to go buy your own candles, and you got to buy your own incense, and you got to buy your own herbs because no goodie box. But if you buy the whole package, you get the goodie box as long as we have goodie boxes in stock, which will be a little while. We have a few left. So that's good. And we recommend that because it's a better bargain for you because the value of the goodie box is about $100. Actually, this year it's more. I counted it up.
Well over.
It's well over because the books are $12 each, and
wow,
there are three books, and that alone is $36 just for those books. But there's more. I mean, there's so much more. And, I mean, you will get the sacred paper clips, man. It will be right in there.
Telling ya.
I will be forever known
anyway,
as Reverend Art of there, the Paper Clip.
There'll be a lot of things in the goodie box that you can use, and you can follow along with the workshops. But I think they're going to come out in October, and that's our hope. We've been selling the past festivals workshops at Podia, which is where they're all for sale, and maybe somebody will put that URL in, and then anyone following the chat can see that and connect up. I just found out that the chats for this show haven't been archived, which is a shame, and I hope that James and Art, you start archiving them, because when people come to the Lucky Mojo Forum,
I'm a little bit behind because of the festival for the past couple weeks.
Oh, okay, good. I thought they just had disappeared into the wild blue yonder.
No.
Thank you for correcting me.
No, the files are definitely safe and will be uploaded soon. But yes, including this one and the links to Hoodoo workshops and everything else will be in there as well.
Okay, and Troll T, Mr. Backup, Mr. Multiple Backups on multiple hard drives, says, I've made sure to save them also.
Hey.
Excellent. See, this is the technology side of things, because Nagashiva and Miss Kat and Reverend James and I, along with Papa Newt and others that filter in and out, typically make up the tech team, although recently I haven't been able to participate as much as I would like, and I miss it. But this is that technology paranoia of we all have backups. James saves them. I save them.
Oh, good. All right, folks. So no matter when you're listening to this broadcast, in the Lucky Mojo Forum version of the link to this broadcast, you'll also see the chat log. And that's all I was going to make was a point. You will see the link to the workshops. And the workshops is, it's easy enough. It's hoodooworkshops.com, all one word, hoodooworkshops.com. But you can purchase any one of the workshops that you want to from the past, as well as past entire packages. And people have been buying them at a good rate. We're very happy with the sales, and people pick and choose, and it's sort of interesting. Like, one person will go in and pick, you know, three things on related subjects, and then the next person will go pick three workshops on an entirely different subject. So this allows you to pick and choose. We're also probably going to be bundling them together so that the workshops that may be on divination, for instance, will be available in one package, just a divination package with a discount. We always love discounts. And
wow,
the workshops on astrology will be available together with a little discount. And also, we know about this, and we've been talking about it among ourselves. Nagashiva, the master of backups, has found unedited raw footage of old workshops from years ago that were live, and they were amateur recordings, video recordings, but Papa G has said he's going to be taking them in hand one at a time, and we will be presenting those workshops also. So if you like workshops, there's going to be a huge array to choose from. We've already got 30 online. with this bunch, there's going to be 40. And then when Papa G starts working his wonders, I wouldn't be surprised if we get up to 50 workshops pretty soon.
That's so
and
exciting.
You were talking about bundles. People can we still have like a dozen goodie boxes left from 2022 if someone buys the entire thing.
Wow. Well, you ought to put that on the web page, on the sales page there, and say that we've got these and you can get them with the goodie box, because what a savings that is if you buy them all and you get that goodie box. Like I said, $100 guaranteed, and most of them have substantially more than $100 worth of supplies in them.
Yeah, when I went to clear off my desk for us to sit up there this weekend for the festival, I happened to pick up and I said, "Here, what is this little box?" And it was Angela Horner's little box from the from last year's festival. And I thought, how often do I clean this office?
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
I think we've all been
her. Her presentation was on what was it? The Seven Roots of Power and Mastery, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was
Seven
Roots of Mastery and Power. And then on the back, she goes, "Well, actually, here's 21 roots." And it was like, it was really good. But the seven most powerful
bottles.
they got focused. But the 21, which included the seven, that was a great number. She ended up with 21 roots of power.
There were two little bottles at the back of my desk. One said penis oil and one said vulva oil. Please tell me that was last year and not that I have 2 years of stuff on my desk.
That is two years. That was from my workshop, Down Home Sex Magic.
That was
so
last year.
I need to clean my desk.
You need to use them. And you can pass the vulva oil on to somebody who might use it. Because you're not, but somebody will.
And just so I know, and I want to get this out there too, the Podia link to purchase the entire package for this year is still live, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe we can get that dropped into the chat so we can archive that as well. These goodie boxes are no joke this year. They really weren't. There was so much love and respect put into them. But you know what? I think it's time we can all take a deep breath. We can all relax, maybe refresh our coffee. We're going to do our station announcements, and then we'll be back for more fun.
Excellent.
And I probably just surprised the heck out of Reverend James.
LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, the Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays, 5 to 6, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, Thursdays, 1 to 2, and Blue Flag Root Radio with Lady Muse, Fridays, 7 to 8, all time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern. All of our shows are available in archives at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, where you will see them listed by title and episode and with clickable links. Sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Every time I hear that, I dance in my seat. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO. Or visit hoodoopsychics.com, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you, Reverend James, as always. And you know what? Jeannie inspired me to a memory of this weekend and a special kind of little side discussion that maybe not everybody caught that was going on during one of the reading tents. And there's some fantastic news coming up from the LMC Radio Network, because not only do we have the fantastic Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour on Sunday nights that will be back on air live next week on Sunday, and the home for mystics, mages, and magical places, but soon we're going to have two additional sister shows rejoining us. The Rebirth of the Crystal Silence League.
Woohoo!
Going to be helmed with Reverend James. And I'm personally I can't wait for this one. I've really the Crystal Silence League Hour. Troll T, thank you. And the Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron is coming back with Miss Elvira and our very own. It's being rebooted, like Papa G says, with Miss Deb Voice taking the second chair. I can't wait. And
woohoo!
Yeah, I'm very excited. So these two shows, yeah. We have hundreds in the can of the Crystal Silencing Hour with Reverend John St. Germain. And then he said, I've reached the end of what I wish to say about the Crystal Silence again. It was a great series, and we've been advertising and replaying them, rebroadcasting them, same with The Witch, the Priest, and the Cauldron. It had Miss Phoenix and Elvira and the Cauldron, who was a guy named Alan Scott, who ran the board for them.
They did so many great shows.
And wonderful shows, but now they're back with new hosts. So the Crystal Silence League Hour with Reverend James. I'm so excited, Reverend James. This is going to be wonderful. And The Witch, the Priestess, mm-hmm. and the Cauldron with Elvira and Deb Voice. And these are two really popular shows, so they were missed while they were gone. Very, very happy to announce that they're coming back. Thank you for mentioning that.
You know, I can't wait. And I know I extended the invitation to Deb to rejoin me here on Mystics and Mages with Elvira once we have a solid date. We'll get a little bit of a sneak peek at what's to come. And I'm sure Reverend James will be happy to share a sneak peek of the upcoming revival of the Crystal Silence League Hour as well. But, you know, I have a question, because this was my first Hoodoo Heritage Festival that I participated in, as it was for several others. I have a question for those that have been doing this, had presented and attended previously. And this is like Lukianos, Papa G, Miss Cat. How do you feel the festival this year kind of stacked up to previous years? Like,
well, I'll be honest. It had more pre-show glitches than we've ever had.
Yeah.
Maybe. Would you say so? And Troll T, signify yes by typing yes in the chat. Papa G says yes. Troll T says, I think it falls into the realm of the more difficult. And Papa G says yes again. The pre-show glitches were unending and horrific. Big smiley face from Troll T. But we managed to overcome them all, and I think it turned out to be a great show. But the stress on those who had to carry the heavy lifting at the end was a lot. There were shows that ran too short. There were shows that ran too long. There were shows that were not turned in on time. There were people who dropped out and had to be replaced. It was a real snatch and grab it there at the end. But we did it. We brought it together. That's what I think. Now, I think it was a great, great festival. And I still prefer the in-person festivals. I'm just going to say that. But I don't know. We're up in the air as to what will happen next. We have no announcement at this time. So we're just not going to say anything about where it's going. And Papa G says, people have no idea what goes on behind the scenes to make it happen. So, Papa G, why don't you come on live and tell us about the struggle?
Well, it's like Roy and I did so many different things that I don't think people realize the minute things. Let's just start with the book. First, someone has to write a book, and you have to edit the book, and you have to design the cover, and you have to have it proofread, and you have to have it printed, and then you have to have it shipped to us, where Roy has to go through, you know, he has to receive, because there are nine basic presentations, and then one where there's five people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 15 bulk items being all shipped here so he can sort all of it and destroy his office for weeks and not take appointments. So there's a lot of things we all do. Kat, you give up reading to be able
to
do all the editing. And,
I don't earn my living for 4 months. And this year, because there were three books, and thankfully Deacon Millett stepped in to edit John St. Germain's book, but I ended up co-writing part of that, and I ended up co-writing part of Michael's book and my book. You listed a series of things that have to happen, and the one that is the most leave-outable is proofreading. And these books suffered from poor proofreading, for which I apologize, but, you know, we had to get them to the press because if they're not on press, they don't ship on time.
Kat, you have to give up your income. I mean, you said 4 months. I have to give up mine for a month because, you know, which I enjoy doing it, but it's still a part of it. It destroys my office, all these boxes everywhere.
Yeah, it's a big thing, and I think we're suffering from not enough volunteers. Now, I'm going to give a shout-out here to the AISC, which funds and sponsors this. This is the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, which also funds AIR. And many people think of this as an AIR festival, but it really is funded and sponsored by the AISC, which also sponsors the individual workshop package sales. The AISC is run by volunteers. There are no paid positions at the AISC. And the only thing that you get as a reward is you get your church listed because it's independent spiritual churches. If you did some work, you know, your church gets a directory listing for free, and that's it. And so we have really got to thank the church people who helped. They kicked in at the end. They did their thing. They took some time. And we had so many people working because we do have a spiritual mission here. It isn't about the money. That's for darn sure. So,
yeah, you know, I definitely, being kind of, I guess you could say, the new kid on the block, I was very much impressed by the enormity of what goes on behind the scenes. It's an undertaking, and it really shows the commitment of everyone involved to not just, it's not just the producing of a product. It is truly sharing your love of what it is we do. Papa G and Reverend Roy were like machines running all day long in Nashville. Miss Kat, I know, with not only were you editing books, but all of the sheets that everybody received in their goodie boxes, you edited all of those, as well as, I mean, and those will be the PDFs that are eventually available online with the workshops.
And there were so many glitches that happened that we found at the last minute that we forgot something, like the newsletter. And we were, Kat was like, what do you mean you haven't sent out a newsletter? So I had to get on the phone with Deacon Millett, who had our MailChimp, and through some sort of buyout from MailChimp to, I think it was QuickBooks, we lost our account from last year. So Deacon Millett and I had to sit there together and recreate the entire mailing list. He was recreating that. I was merging another one while I was writing the newsletter.
Wow.
The perseverance of everyone, though, it really, the kudos and the praise that everyone was sharing at the end of the festival yesterday, you could really feel the love. And, you know, because we have such a large group tonight, I do want to share, we did extend the show for another half hour, because I want to give everybody a chance to share even more of the love. You know, this, we are an association. We support each other. We all work tirelessly to really, you know, follow that code of ethics that we speak of in the announcements in the middle of the show. You know, I'm personally very thankful, and this is my thanks to everybody for the work that you put in behind the scenes, the support that you provide to all of us, your involvement in further developing and guiding. Everybody is an amazing individual in this association. I'm personally very thankful to be colleagues with everyone and call you friends. So thank you.
Hey, if you've extended it another half an hour, can I just talk for 30 seconds about Professor Alfred Francis Seward? Please, I have 30 seconds.
I want to send a link to your Patreon.
We need the dream story again.
All right. I've been working for 12 years on a web page, which I had not published. It was private, on Professor Alfred F. Seward, the guy who more or less invented sun sign astrology and popularized it, and popularized mail order astrology charts. And he was a dynamic, wonderful guy, very charismatic, amusing, funny, and just interesting person all around. And he dressed impeccably. He was very short, and he dressed impeccably in a frock coat when those were popular, and always in a long coat to make himself look a little taller, I guess. And he walked with a walking stick, and he traveled around the world. He studied with indigenous astrologers in Egypt, particularly in Cairo. He also went to Smyrna, and he also went to India, and I'm pretty sure he went to Rajasthan, and I'll explain why in a moment, because he toured around looking for astrological mementos in India. He really found a lot, and he studied Vedic astrology. But he was really known sort of as this showman, and he did so much. Anyway, so I started this page, and I have a Patreon stream, which is at patreon.com. And I guess it's / Catherine Ironwood or something like that, and Shiva will put it in the chat. And my patrons have supported me no matter what I do. I can write anything, and they'll just send me $2 a week. And I'm so grateful, because I get all those little $2 add up, and it's enough for me to live on and spend one day, Shiva and I, together working on a new web page every week. And these web pages are totally non-commercial, just for fun. They can be about herbalism, they can be about astrology, they can be about teacup reading, about
choreography.
yeah, floriography, the female suffrage movement, and tea rooms, anything I want to write about. I do have Gemini rising. This is getting longer than 30 seconds. I apologize. And so I was working on this, and my patrons were supporting it. And they usually get a one-year advance look at these pages. And I explained to them, you're not getting a one-year advance on this one because it's going to go live. When the festival goes live, when my book, Astrology for Real Workers, comes out, a good part of the book, 16 pages of the book, and then another 6 pages had material by Professor Seward. And this is public domain, out of copyright, and he's been dead since 1965. And so, but I really loved his stuff, and I wanted to kind of bring him before the public. And he actually did have a connection to hoodoo. He was sold his planetary hour indicators in Chicago through black distributors. So it was, again, part of this lost culture of black astrology that he was a part of promoting. Well, anyway, right before the festival, and I'd been up every night trying to get things together, doing all the glitches and stuff, the season of the glitch, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with Professor Seward's voice in my ear saying, go on eBay now. Uh-huh. And I just sat up in bed, turned on my computer, and went on eBay, and I thought, what am I looking for? I don't know. So I just started typing astrology, Seward, nothing, astrology, you know, ephemeris, astrology, whatever, forecast, and I found this one sheet that was an ad for someone named Prince Ismael at Coney Island. He was at a wax museum that specialized in wax recreations of sex killings. It was called the Chamber of Horrors. But in order to get the cops to approve of this place, the Chamber of Horrors was in the basement, and mostly only men were allowed. But on top, in the Chamber of Horrors, above it, they had ballet and opera singers, and they had lecturers, and one of them was Prince Ismael. And the minute I saw the ad for Prince Ismael, I realized it was Professor Alfred Seward's art, which I've been staring at for years. I mean, 30, 40, 50 years I've been looking at his art. And I went, oh, my God, it's his art. And so I bid on it, and I bought it, and I won it. Actually, I sat through the whole festival going, geez, I hope I bid enough. I hope I bid enough. I went crazy for this one sheet of paper. I bid $112.21. I thought, nobody's going to outbid me. And indeed, I won it for $42. Somebody did bid against me, but I won. But while the festival was on, Shiva and I are like cleaning up this scan from eBay and putting it all together. And then all of a sudden, it was like one of these weird things. I had done this. I was up all night doing this, all night. And at dawn, I'm still doing it. I'm just about to go to sleep. And I thought, you know, Professor Seward lived a long time. He lived to be 88. I'm 76. I wonder what he was doing when he was 76. So I just went through the years, and I found, of course, he was 76 in 1954. And I read my entry, and it said that in this book, You, I, and the Stars, there's a picture of him dressed in a fancy costume. And I went, oh, my God, I don't have a scan of it. I knew what it was immediately. It was him as Prince Ismael in 1923. And I was just completely blown away. It was the most – I love it when these synchronistic things happen. And so big shout-out, Professor Seward reaching from beyond the grave – and there was this picture of him in this Rajasthani wedding costume with his shiny silk pants and his curled-toed shoes. And he's so sexy, and he's sort of lounging. And it's obvious he's Prince Ismael. And I had no idea that this guy had this other life where he went on stage dressed as a Hindu astrologer. Because that's what you did in 1923. It was just what you did, and he did it. So that was my festival story. While everyone else was tearing their hair out, I was going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, Professor Seward. I love it when my collaborators speak from the grave.
Sweet. You know, this the Astrology for Root Workers book is just a great book. One of the first things I did is I just I opened it randomly, and I came to on page 34 where it talks about your phantom sign. I actually mm-hmm. worked that one out. I had never heard of that before.
That's
because
I invented it, hon.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pretty fucking, excuse my language, good astrologer, and I invented the phantom sign, oh, gosh, about 1966 or 67.
Damn.
Anyway, no, you never heard of it.
That's very cool. And I kind of had a feeling of what it was, but my phantom sign is Sagittarius.
Well, what's your sun sign?
Aries.
Aries. Oh, how fascinating. See, the phantom sign, that's a real fun thing, isn't it? It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And the other thing that I liked, right above it says another way to see the zodiac. And so you give the listing with a simple way to visualize the sign, not as animals, but as experiments in science. I thought that was awesome, too.
Well, that one
Aries
is most... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Aries is lightning in exploding volcano.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought,
That's right, because it's cardinal. It's originating. So volcanoes originate themselves. Lightning originates itself and it's fire. That little section of the concept of it came from Gavin Arthur, who was my astrology teacher for the best part of my growing up. And he was a wonderful teacher, the grandson of Chester A. Arthur, the president. But the examples I ended up with were mostly mine. And they came from a study of the I Ching. And if you think about it, there's two parts to each one of them, like it would be fixed earth. And so the idea of putting those two together and then making an image like an I Ching image, that was my... Yeah, you hit on the one page that's pretty much all me.
That's pretty brilliant. I love that idea.
It's been my favorite page so far. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there's
a lot of
good stuff in here.
I was known as a pretty damn good astrologer in my day. And, you know, having spent many years, teaching and promoting the history of hoodoo and African-American culture, I may just retire and be an astrologer again. I mean, I am an astrologer. I never quit. But I have a lot more to say. That 96-page book just sort of whetted my appetite for writing about astrology.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
As the rest of everybody listening right now just kind of like leaned in on that. It's like, oh, really?
Could we expect a compendium of astrology knowledge?
Well, the next book will be all the math that got left out of this book.
As much as I hate math, I will probably still buy it and study it very closely.
I will fix you. I will fix you on the math. It will be a little wheel called an aspectarian. I didn't invent those. But the book will come with a little wheel, aspectarian wheel, and you can learn how to stick pin through it and rotate it, and you don't have to do math too much.
When you say just gets me excited.
Right?
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen like a proportion wheel? Do you know what that is? No, you probably don't. A proportion wheel is something that's used for doing layout, mechanical paste up. And it's a disc that spins on another disc with a brad through the middle and a little window. And so just imagine a bunch of little windows, and then you can put it on one planet, and you'll see if another planet shows up in the window, and the window will be marked with what it is. Like if it's a
trine.
Wow.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I did not invent the aspectarian wheel, but they haven't been made in a while because everyone does everything with computer. But they work, and they're really, really handy to have because, you know, the computer, you have to look at the picture, and then are they using green for trine, or are they using blue, or do they have no colors at all, and it's all black lines? It drives you crazy. But if you, or do you have to do the numbers, my God, and do the math? No. So, yeah, the Aspectarian will.
You know.
And I love the cover to this book, too. Did,
oh, yes. We have to shout out
Papa,
Gray Townsend.
Did you do that, or?
Yeah, Gray Townsend, well, that's a compilation of three different things that Gray Townsend put together. The Wheel with the Woman in the Middle is by Nelson Hahn, who was the artist for Bob Nelson. There are two Nelsons, Nelson Hahn and Bob Nelson. And Bob Nelson was the greatest competitor to Professor Seward, and not as good as him, but he got Nelson Hahn to draw this naked lady in the middle. And then... Mm-hmm. All of the little images, they come from a stash of original art from a printer's place that I found, the original art, and were put together by an artist named Charlie Wiley from the original art. And those are the packages for Lucky Mojo's labels for like Aries oil and Taurus oil and so forth. And so then Gray took all of that together and put it into one package, and he's brilliant. It's just lovely. We worked very hard on that to get the colors right and to get the pictures right. Yeah.
Yes, I got to witness some of that one night.
Covers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Didn't Papa G,
very, very
Papa G, didn't you help source the art for Sneaky Tricks, correct?
I found it. Yes.
Oh, that's a great cover too.
Yeah, Papa G found that art. It ran in the New York Sunday World Supplement section back in 1898. And then
just happened to have it on his shelf.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. And
you know, we were on the phone, and we're like, what do we look for? What's appropriate for Sneaky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's lovely. And then Gray took and vectorized it and cleaned it up and you know, put it together. And those colors were the colors that were on the original 1898 image on the newspaper.
Wow.
He does
great. I don't want to just gloss over the he vectorized it. He did that means he did a lot of work, people. He sat there with this image and literally hand drew this image again to get it and make it digital. So just to show you how much work goes into this.
Yeah.
Wow.
To take it out of pixels and turn it into scalable art. It's a real talent that Gray Townsend has. And he did that. He also did the cover for Adele Clemens' biography.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You know,
wow, that's
a lot of good people have contributed to the making of these festivals and of the festival books over the years.
You know, we actually are, typically I don't have to make this announcement this early in the show, but we actually are coming up towards the end of 2 hours together.
Oh, my gosh.
The time always goes so fast, but, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity to kind of do a shout-out of what's coming next for you. I'm looking at phone numbers here trying to decide where to start. how about Reverend James? You take it and tag the next. What do you got going on?
Okay. In the immediate future, you guys know me if you've been listening to the Hoodoo Root Work Hour and Mystics and Mages. I'm doing lots of Buddhist stuff, so I have some Buddhist initiations coming up at the end of this month. Specifically, I'm going to start working on chud, which is a type of cutting ritual to remove things, and it that kind of tacks on to what I had recently done with Vajrayogini, and beyond that, I'm just going to be, now that the festival's over, I'm planning to hit the ground running with the Crystal Silence League as quickly as I can, get some of those, some videos pre-recorded and some things like that, so we have everything ready, and that's pretty much what I've got planned. So I will tag Deb.
Oh, wow. I actually have kind of found myself a little overcommitted lately, and I'm excited about the show coming up, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. And so me and Elvira have been talking every week, and we just, you know, get on the phone and talk for an hour or so and brainstorm and just, you know, get comfortable with the flow of talking, because I've never met her in person. And so I'm really looking forward to the show. I've kind of cleared my plate a little bit. I had, there's a festival committee in Milwaukee that I'm on, and I kind of have cut back from that a little bit, although we still have two events coming up. We hit 2-3 events a year. And so we have Pagan Pride coming up in September, and then the Witches Ball in October. And so I'm
and
still going to be...
This is Milwaukee area?
Yes, yes. And so I'm still going to be somewhat involved with that, but I was just trying to do everything I can to get ready for getting into the show, the new show. So, I'm very excited about that. I'm very grateful to just be, you know, connected with all of you magical, magnificent folks.
Aww.
And so I should
thank you.
Take somebody next. I would take Doc Murphy.
Okay, well, hang on to your hat. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. Here we go. All right. Festival season has hit Paganistan. Starting next week, I will be heading out to the Earth House Festival, which is in Wisconsin. A lot of Twin Cities Paganistan folks end up there. It's where I did a lot of my research during my dissertation days. I'm going to be presenting some content there and catching up with old friends for a week. A couple weeks after that is Fire Circle, which the Hay River Fire Haven Pagan Church puts on every single year. This will be our 16th. And that's a big, massive three-night alchemical working that anywhere from 25 to 40 people do for 3 nights in a row, which is a pagan intensive. not for the inexperienced. We'll just leave it that way. But definitely anyone who is interested, reach out and we'll tell you more about Fire Circle and how it's different from a festival or any other gathering. Sacred Harvest Festival in August. I've been asked to be a guest and present more content there, another week-long festival. And the big one is that I've been doing, with my research partner, archivist named Velvet Capone, we've been doing a project that's been getting grant funding from the Minnesota Historical Society that we're calling the Cultural Archive of Modern Paganism. We were working with a nonprofit, pagan nonprofit in town. They changed their mind. We have now officially become a 501c3 ourselves and are going to be starting to apply for grants again. The research will continue creating what we hope is going to be a national searchable digital archive of modern pagan subculture. So there's a lot already, and that doesn't even include Holy Smokies, book pitches, and Pagan Pride coming up in September and everything else here. So I'm busy girl in this summer, but it's pagan happiness. So I'll be working hard, but I'll be playing hard.
I broke a sweat just listening.
Yay.
Who are you tagging, Doc Murphy?
I am tagging. I am tagging. Reverend Roy. I am tagging Reverend Roy.
Okay. So now that we're past the festival, I have been working on starting a church, and that will be my focus now. The accountant has done some things for me, and we got that taken care of. So the name is finalized. So this week I hope to finalize the charters I have to draw up for the state. But I'm hoping to have that open sometime in July and get going with it.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It is a Chapel of Hope and Enlightenment, an interfaith church.
I'm sure we can watch for announcements on healingamulet.com.
There will be. There will be. I've got to. I want to get the charters finished first, and I got to get a website up and going, and then I'll be making the announcements.
All
right.
And once that's all up and running, it'll be list two, right?
It will be. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It'll be an AISD church.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who are you tagging, Reverend Roy?
Let's see. Is JD still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
I believe
Thank
JD.
You.
Okay, he is here. All right, JD.
So this summer I'll be working on my dissertation on a topic.
Go, go, go,
and,
go, 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 go.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Thank you.
Can do it.
Thank you. I will also be working on a garden because I grow a good old Italian garden every year with all the herbs and tomatoes in the garden. And every Wednesday, Miss Kat and Nagashiva and I work together as we work through the forum and organize things. So that's my plans for this summer.
Sounds amazingly relaxing, honestly. Except maybe the dissertation.
No, I don't know if it's relaxing, but I like your optimism. I'm going to call on you, Rev. It's your turn.
Oh, me? Oh. You know what? I'm going to pass it over to Papa G, and then I'll wait till the end.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's see, what am I? The whole list is just the top 10.
The hot potatoes.
of course, I'm trying to finish up another book on candle magic. I have about 40 pages to go. Of course, I'm working on more videos. I'm trying to reactivate and get dedicated to, like Kat does, my Patreon. A video I did a while back, it was a commentary video where I was roasting witches on TikTok. But I did it in a nice way. I roasted them a little bit and then gave you proper advice on whatever they were talking about. But it launched something else I wanted to do, which leads me back non-magical to when I used to be on stage, is I bought the .com. I have the YouTube channel. I have all the stuff where it actually, I'm going to be doing videos commenting on all sorts of topics, and it's called G Roasts the Internet.
Cool.
That sounds fun.
I can't
wait. So video production. Let's see, who do I tag?
I think you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting? What am I doing?
September 9th and 10th.
Oh, yes. We have the...
Oh, yeah. Just that.
That. Tennessee Folk Magic Festival, which has... Its first day will be 2 days, actually a day and a half. So usually it's on Sunday. It'll start on Saturday at 2 p.m., allowing for like 3 classes. The next day, 6. So it'll be 9 classes. And in it, there'll be 5 AIR members. It'll be myself, Reverend Roy, Reverend Art, Reverend Jane. No, 6. Heidi Holton and Nikki Jean. And other guests.
AIR descends on Nashville. Okay, now you can tag.
Let's see, who we get?
We have Lukianos and Miss Kat.
Lukianos, what are you doing next?
Well, I am currently working on a series of fixed star talismanic elections. And I also have my Oracle of the World, which is currently in beta testing. So those are the two projects on my workbench right now.
And if you want to know more about the Oracle of the World, get his workshop from this year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or you can check out the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour of, I believe it was almost a month ago at this point.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Oracle of the World is just great. It's a whole way of looking at divination and a really thrilling organization of how you can do divination.
Yep, not quite ready for prime time, but yes, it is in beta, and new modules are coming online. It seems like every week. So,
and Troll D shared a link to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. So tune in for more info. Expansion sets, fantastic. Well, I think that goes Lukianos. I think I can tag Miss Cat for you.
Okay. I'm Nagashiba and I are working on the National Garden Railway Convention. It's an annual convention, and every 10 years so it's held in California. So we are readying our garden railway July 1st. Anyone listening to this who can show up July 1st, it's free. Just come on out, watch the trains run. It's a whole southern and western, and I don't mean cowboy western, I mean California style railroad of the 1920 to 1940 era. And it's, if you've ever seen pictures of it, it's pretty cool. We have videos of it up, but we're refurbishing the railroad. And after that, I do my Patreons every week, my Patreon stream every week. That's always something new, $2 a week at Patreon, and you can be a part of supporting me to write random, crazy, occult stuff. And it's whatever I feel like doing and Nagashiba feels like helping me at. So that's my plan for the summer, and I'm probably going to be working on another book. You know me. I always am working on another book.
And we'll all be waiting.
In the meantime, being on Voodoo Psychic.
Yeah, I was going to actually shout that out. A lot of us do pop in on Voodoo Psychics fairly on the regular. So we'll be checking us out there. Miss Cat, you definitely – I know I see you out there a lot.
I'm on Voodoo Psychics every – yeah, I'm on Voodoo Psychics every Friday and Saturday and on random other days.
Yeah, I know. I've gone on and looked, and I'm like, oh, she snuck on again. No, the train thing is actually really cool. I've loved the pictures and such that I've seen so far. So I know I want to see it live. So we got to make that happen.
It's a lot of fun. Little world in miniature.
And you know, last but not least, you know, for us at Folk Conjure. You know, we do have a Mystic Fair coming up in our backyard for once. No traveling required. It's going to be in Murphy, North Carolina on July 1st at a wonderful little shop called The Warehouse. It's spelled W-H-E-R-E, house. The proprietor, she's just a doll. Miss Cat, you'd love her. She is she's the Jewish Buddhist. And she's such a warm person. Just kind of actually turned on to festival's over, books are beginning, getting more into the writing for the Air Wiki as well. And, you know, Papa G mentioned it. The Tennessee Folk Magic Festival, Reverend James, myself, and Heidi Holton is going to be tagging along with us, making the pilgrimage to Nashville. But that's,
and the three of them are going to stay at our house.
Wow.
So we're going to have a slumber party.
I have my footy pajamas already. But that's all the time we have for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening. So until next time we all meet, keep the magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you to our panel of guests, Lukianos, Deborah Boyce, Doc Murphy, Papa G, Reverend Roy, JD, Miss Cat, and for joining us this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest will be Trevor Pearson with a discussion on herbs and herbalism 101. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at folkconjure.com, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, and readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics Thursdays and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in Western North Carolina. Mystics and Mages and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. From all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics Mages and Magical Places on Facebook and Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at this same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Can we get everybody in unison to say good night? One, two, three. Good night.
Good night.
Everybody.
Good night.
So much fun. We'll see everybody next week. Check out hoodooworkshops.com. Many blessings.